This discussion is about the disposal of a non-current asset for cash, where it ends up being a profit on the disposal. So let's talk about a computer again, which has an historical cost of $7,000 and accumulated appreciation of $6,000 at the time of the sale. And the computer is sold on the open market, and they happen to get $1,400 for the sale of the office computer. So that means there's a profit of $400 because the carrying value or the book value of the computer at the time of the sale was $1,000. And on the open market, they received $1,400 for the sale of the computer, $400 more than the carrying value. So we have a profit on disposal. How do we account for this disposal? Let's consider the ledger accounts first. The computer account on the debit side is the original historical cost of $7,000. We have to get rid of that $7,000 because the computer is now sold. So on the credit side of that account, you'd write disposal of computer $7,000. That would make the balance zero. And of course, you would transfer that to the debit side of the disposal of computer account. So computer account, credit entry $7,000 to make the balance of computer zero. And that transfers the historical cost of the computer to the debit side of the disposal of computer account. ACDEP at the moment has a balance of $6,000 on the credit side, of course. We want to make that balance zero. So to do that, we have to make a debit entry of $6,000. That makes the balance of the account zero. And that debit balance is transferred to the credit side of the disposal of computer account, $6,000. So ACDEP of computer now has a balance of zero. The computer account has a balance of zero. The disposal of computer account has collected the historical cost of the computer on the debit side, $7,000. And the disposal of computer account has collected the ACDEP of computer $6,000 on the credit side. So it's, you can clearly see the carrying value of the computer in the disposal of computer account, $7,000 historical cost, less ACDEP $6,000 on the credit side. We were told that the cash received from the sale of the computer was $1,400. We have to, of course, record that $1,400. That would be recorded in the cash receipts journal, of course, the $1,400. Probably go in the sundries column, no GST on the sale of a computer for the VCE course. And eventually, of course, that would end up in the ledger accounts. You would debit the bank with that $1,400. And of course, the credit would go to this disposal of computer account. So visualize the disposal of computer account. We've just collected $1,400 on the credit side. The proceeds of the sale go on the credit side of the disposal of computer account. Right, so that we've now collected all the information to do with the disposal of computer except for the calculation of either the profit or the loss on the sale. On the debit side of the disposal account, we have the $7,000 original historical cost. On the credit side, we have the ACDEP of $6,000, and on the credit side, we also have the cash received of $1,400. The credit side now equals $7,400, and the debit side of that account only equals $7,000. So the balancing figure is on the debit side, $400, and if the balancing figure is on the debit side, it represents a profit on disposal because the receipts of $1,400 are $400 more than the carrying value of $1,000. So we need to create a new ledger account called Profit on Disposal of Computer. And that is a revenue account. It's really an other revenue account. It's recorded underneath gross profit or adjusted gross profit, just like, for example, interest revenue or discount revenue. But there's a separate ledger account called Profit on Disposal, and in this case it's $400. Obviously it's a credit entry just like any other revenue account to that ledger, and if you had to close it off, it would be closed off to profit loss summary just like any other revenue account. So just recapping on those ledger accounts. Computer account, debit side showed the original $7,000 historical cost. The credit side showed the disposal of computer $7,000, so the balance becomes zero. That makes sense because we've just got rid of or sold the computer. The ACDEP account had the balance of $6,000 on the credit side, and we had a entry of $6,000 to the disposal account on the debit side to make the balance of that account zero. ACDEP of computer is zero because we have now sold the computer. The disposal of computer account has collected on the debit side the historical cost $7,000, and on the credit side has collected the ACDEP of computer $6,000. We've also, on the credit side, recorded the cash received of $1,400, and the balancing figure of the disposal of computer account ends up on the debit side. Therefore, it must be a profit on disposal because the receipts, $1,400, are more than the book value or carrying value of $1,000. And in the process, we needed to create a new account called profit on disposal, and that's a revenue account or other revenue account, and would be reported in the profit and loss statement underneath gross or adjusted gross profit. As well as the ledger entries, you have to, of course, record the transactions in the general journal. In fact, chronologically, this should happen first, but most students find it easy to do the ledger accounts first. In thinking about the general journal, it's best to go in some sort of a sequence. The first entry, I think, should be the transfer of the historical cost, though it doesn't have to be, because it all happens on the same date. So that's my recommendation. Transfer the historical cost first, then do the ACDEP, and then do the either the profit or the loss on the sale. There's three entries. So let's do the transfer of the historical cost first. Debit disposal of computer, credit computer. That's the first entry, debit disposal of computer, credit the computer. Narration, of course. The second entry is the transfer of the accumulated depreciation. So you debit ACDEP computer and credit disposal of computer 6,000. And that's the second entry. And the third entry is, in this case, the profit on disposal. And if there's a profit on disposal, a debit is to disposal of computer. In this case, it's $400. And credit the profit on disposal, just like any other revenue account, $400. Narration, of course. So first entry in the general journal, transfer the historical cost. Second entry, transfer the ACDEP. Third entry, do the profit or loss. In this case, it's a profit, so you debit disposal of computer, credit profit on disposal of computer. What about the impact on the reports? Think about the cash flow statement. We're going to use the investing activities section. The business has received $1,400 in cash by selling the computer. So that $1,400 has to be reported as an investing activity. It's a positive figure. You call it something like proceeds of the disposal of computer, $1,400. Investing activities, cash flow statement. Profit and loss statement. In this example, we made a profit on disposal of $400. That's classified as a revenue item. In the profit and loss statement, that'll appear underneath gross profit or underneath adjusted gross profit, and there is a little heading before it called other revenue. And then you would have profit on disposal of computer, in this case $400. So profit on disposal of computer is treated as an other revenue item in the profit and loss statement underneath gross profit or underneath adjusted gross profit. In this case, at other revenue, profit on disposal of computer, $400. What about the balance sheet? A bit more complicated. You've got to think about getting rid of that old computer first. The old computer, which is now gone, at the time had a book value or carrying value of $1,000. So that's gone now. So we have to decrease assets by $1,000. However, we increased our bank account by $1,400 because we received $1,400 cash by selling the asset. So there's actually a net increase of $400 because of the sale of the computer. Reduction of $1,000 due to the book value of the computer, $1,000. Increase in the bank, $1,400. So there's a net increase of $400 in the assets. No impact on liabilities. Owner's equity, well, the profit on disposal of $400 is a revenue item, and of course revenue increases owner's equity, so owner's equity will increase by $400. So total equities increased by $400, which matches the increase in assets, which increased by a net increase of $400. That's the end of this discussion on the sale of an asset for cash when there's a profit. The next segment will deal with trading in an old asset on a new asset.